It's a pleasure to be here this morning, and pretty sure it's the first time most of you have met Anna, so she's the littlest one of our family, and my wife Lynn and our sons Adam and Daniel are also here. So my title of my message this morning is Knowing Your Handicap. Keith Smith loaned me a book at Little Fry Camp this summer called Master Strokes, and it is written by Gary York and Ken Osnes. It has 8 chapters relating our daily walk with the aspects of the game of golf. And since my job title is Golfing Dad, it seemed like the perfect book to me. Because I refuse to be Mr. Mom or Soccer Dad. It's like, no, once I figured out my job title, I was pretty cool with staying home with the kids. So, but one of the chapters is titled Knowing Your Handicap, Recognizing Your Limitations. I'm drawing a lot of my content this morning from this chapter. In the world of golfing, a handicap is used to let golfers of various capabilities play even up. In other words, I'd get like 30 strokes if I'd play Tiger in match play, because he's like a +6 and I'm a -18. So, you know, sooner or later, he'd still win, but, you know, in theory, we could play even up and I might accidentally win a hole. But the abbreviation for handicap is HDCP. The authors of Master Strokes developed this into 4 points of the message this morning. H, honor your God. D, develop an attitude of satisfaction. C, continue to be persistent. P, play to your strengths. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 12, 7-9, I was given the gift of a handicap to keep me in constant touch with my limitations. At first, I didn't think of it as a gift and begged God to remove it. But God said, my strength comes into its own in your weakness. That translation is from the message. The first point is H, honor your God-given handicap. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 1:26, take a good look, friends, at who you were when you got called into this life. I don't see many of the brightest and best among you, not many influential, not many from high society families. Nearly every year, there are some folks who win a PGA event who are virtual nobodies. Nobody's ever heard of them. In 1996, there were 5 PGA tournament winners who were virtual nobodies. How many times in history has God taken a nobody and achieved something monumental with them? Moses was a pretty unlikely candidate for greatness. King David was the last of Jesse's sons. They didn't even bother to call him in out of the sheep pasture. Yet God gave us each gifts to honor Him and bring glory to Him. Are you using your gifts? God is leading us into awesome opportunities. D, develop an attitude of satisfaction. I learned how to get along happily, whether I have much or little. Philippians 4:11. Playing golf is a humbling game. More often than not, I don't play as well as I would like to. We golfers wish we could play as consistently as Tiger. He holds the PGA record of made cuts of 142 events in a row. When he missed a cut last summer for the first time in his pro career, the next longest streak was 21 events. It's just amazing to play that consistently week in and week out. But that won't happen to most of us. The last week of May was a good example of my golf game. On a Tuesday, I shot a 79. The following Friday, I went back to the same course and shot a 97. The numbers were the same, but the order wasn't quite as well as I would have liked. But God has gifted us to do other things a whole lot better than play golf. To raise our children, be faithful, loving wives and husbands, be good stewards of the blessings God has provided in our lives. 2 Corinthians 10:12 warns us against comparing ourselves to others. When we recognize our limitations and honor their presence within us and develop and use our gifts as God intended, the church will flourish. We will find ourselves with a strong attitude of satisfaction. When we become frogs, fully reliant on God, then He can work through us instead of us just making a mess of it on our own. C, continue to be persistent. Every day you don't hit balls is one day longer it takes you to get better. Ben Hogan, 115. Vijay Singh is 44 years old and holds the record for most PGA wins after the age of 40. He's a well-known range rat. He's always out there striving to get better, and he's the number six player in the world, and he's still working on his game as hard as any of them. In fact, yesterday, I think he was leading the tournament, so I don't know whether he's going to win it or not. He was kind of struggling yesterday. Do you not know that those who run the race all run, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may win. 1 Corinthians 9:24. All of us face moments in our lives when we feel as if nothing is working. But if we stick to the fundamentals, which in our Christian walk, pray, give thanks, ask God for His help and guidance, then the ship seems to right itself and things start going a little bit better. As Christians, we aren't promised an easier life, just one with a great reward at the end. God blesses the people who patiently endure testing. Afterward, they will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love Him, James 1:12. A round of golf may not score the way you want, but you had the opportunity to be in God's great outdoors, perhaps playing or socializing with some friends, and getting a little bit of exercise. P, play to your strengths. Few golfers perform well in every part of the game. It seems one day I can putt lights out and the next have no feel at all for the speed of the greens. Or the drives finally go long and straight, but the iron play is erratic at best. Excuse me. God has given each of us the ability to do certain things well. Romans 12:6. God gives us opportunities to use our strengths, and we must remember where our strengths come from. They are gifts from God. And we must acknowledge our weaknesses, our handicaps. One of mine is patience. I want my children to hear me once, understand it, and get it. How frustrating it is to me to remind them time and time again about rules of don't run in the house, chew your food with your lips closed, etc. But I have also become more aware that God must hold the same opinion of me. Trust in me. Don't worry. Pray constantly. Honor me. Love me. So I try to build my weakness into strength, develop the talents that God has given me. Certainly one thing professional golfers do better than most amateurs is take time to practice. My philosophy is if it's nice enough to be practicing, it's nice enough to go play. But that's how you lower your handicap, by working on your game. That's how we get better as Christians, by reading God's Word, walking in His footsteps, praying, and working on our weaknesses by remembering to let God do it. A former pastor at Bangor, and I can't remember which, it's one of two guys, but I don't remember which one, said that be careful what you pray for. And his reference was in being humble. And he said, boy, did I get a lesson in humility. So, you know, God's giving me, you know, 12 to 20 chances a day to work on my patience. And that number's probably only going to go up as Anna gets older. And I try to remember to be patient, but I fail way too often. But I hope I'm getting better by relying on Christ for that gift. It isn't long after I finish playing a round of golf that I'm looking forward to the next opportunity to play again. If I've played well, I want to see if I can do it again. If I've played poorly, I certainly want to see if I can improve. So it should be with our walk with God. If we mess up, we need to confess and try to avoid that mistake again. If things are going well, we want to try and stay in that close fellowship with God and keep that wonderful feeling in our life. So let's keep working on lowering our handicap by honoring our God, developing an attitude of satisfaction, continuing to persist, and playing to your strengths. Dear Lord, I thank you for your presence in my life. I thank you for the people of this church and what they've meant to me and what you mean to them. May we all acknowledge the weaknesses in our lives and let you take control of them, that we might bring further glory to your kingdom here on earth. In Jesus' name, amen.